Now, a mum from Benson who rowed across the Atlantic is going to be facing up to her next challenge. I know, they're clearly addicted to the challenges. And this is all for a brilliant cause, because she's going to be raising money for the charity who helped her through bowel cancer. Now, Felicity Ashley is her name. She was diagnosed just weeks after completing that row that I talked about across the Atlantic, after she noticed a change. And she spoke with her GP. She was supported through surgery by Oxfordshire charity Octopus. She's now cancer-free, and Felicity spoke to Jordan about how the charity helped her in her journey.
Completed the challenge in January 2022, on the 21st of January, and then on the 20th of May, so really just a few weeks later, I was diagnosed with stage 3 bowel cancer, which obviously came as quite a shock, because I was pretty much as fit and as strong as I'd ever been.
What was your symptoms that you noticed caused you to go and get checked up to find out you did have bowel cancer?
So looking back, I think the symptoms first started on the row, although at the time I didn't realise that they were symptoms. Started needing to go to the loo more often, particularly for some reason during night shift. Towards the end of the row, we did some fairly tongue-in-cheek boat awards, and I got the award for the person to need an inconvenient poo on the on night shift. But we were eating really strange food, so dehydrated ration packs. We were rowing 12 to 16 hours a day and eating a lot more than we ordinarily would. So, you know, I had no reason to believe that my slightly changed bowel habits, anything to do with, you know, anything other than the strange eating habits that we were doing. But then when I came back, my bowel sort of habits didn't return to normal. And after a few weeks, I started noticing a bit of blood in my poo, at which point I thought, this isn't right.
Cancer free now, thankfully. But just talk us through your journey, obviously going through bowel cancer.
After I initially went to the GP, I had some blood tests and a stool sample taken, which came back positive. So I was then put on a 2-week pathway for a colonoscopy. And it was during the colonoscopy that the endoscopist told me I had cancer. It was a fairly obvious tumour. It's quite a large tumour, a 5-centimetre tumour. And then everything happened really quickly after that. So within 3 weeks of being diagnosed, I had surgery to remove the tumour, robotic laparoscopic surgery. And it was minimally invasive as far as that kind of surgery can be. So it meant that I really was up on my feet very, very quickly. And that's thanks to the charity Octopus, who have invested a lot in terms of equipment and research into the treatment of bowel cancer.
That's great to hear that you're in remission. And what's this journey been like for your family, your partner and your children?
It's been a bit of a roller coaster, I would say. Not a brilliant thing to have to go through, and particularly with a young family. I've got 3 young children who are 10, 8 and 5 now. We really tried to, I suppose, minimise the impact for the children last year. So although we wanted them to know it was cancer, it was really important to us that they didn't kind of immediately think that mummy was going to die.
You have had the surgery at the Churchill, and you are mentioned Octopus. You're now raising funding, or trying to raise funding for them because of your journey with them. Just talk us through how much you're trying to raise for them, and what you're trying to do.
So I've set a target of £1,000, and it's really just about raising awareness of, I suppose, the symptoms of bowel cancer, so that other people are able to spot the symptoms too, because the earlier you seek out treatment, the better the outcomes. And it's to raise awareness of the work that Octopus do in funding research and equipment to treat bowel cancer. And it's really thanks to that treatment that I was able to be up on my feet so quickly and really back to normal. So it's both raising awareness of the symptoms to let other people know that, you know, it can happen to anyone at any time.